Unit 13. IELTS Listening. Section 3. You will hear two students, Tracy and Andre, talking about doing a research project. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 28. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 28.
Hi, Andre. How are you getting on with your research project?
I've just started and it's giving me a headache. I really thought it'd be nothing like this, but then I suppose it'll probably get easier. I hope.
Getting started is always the worst part for me. I always hate getting down to it.
Well, yeah, it can be a real problem. But it doesn't have to be.
So you're doing something on the relationship between the public and systems, such as roads and other transport in cities?
Yes, that's it. And you're looking at...
cityscapes and their impact on people's moods.
Ah, yes.
It's given me lots of headaches, too. What's your problem?
Oh, everything, basically. I'm just trying to get my head around everything and don't know where to start.
I'm in the middle of looking at data analysis, and I'm having a bit of a struggle myself at the moment.
You're at the data stage. All right. You're quite far on then.
Yeah, I am.
Could you tell me what your experiences have been as you're further along than me? It might make me feel a bit better.
Yeah, sure. Looking back, I don't know how I got to this stage, but I found it fairly straightforward getting started. I was expecting it to be much harder, but it all came together rather quickly.
That's good to hear. So that's promising. But can you tell me about your experience, say, of coming up with the research question?
I thought I'd have difficulty turning my ideas into a research question, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. In fact, I found it relatively painless.
Okay. I might ask for your help on that then. What about the literature review?
The literature review? That I found really took up a lot of time. But I have to admit, I actually like digging into things and getting to the bottom of problems. So part of that was me.
Yes, I agree it can be fun. I'm reading a lot to try and get myself to frame my research question, and I'm really getting into the literature.
Well, the thing I was very glad to get out of the way was writing the research proposal. I was exhausted after that, because it's important to make sure the research proposal's really clear on the focus of your research. It's not easy summarizing everything and bringing it together.
And what about designing the methods?
That was really easy to do. I enjoy analyzing systems and putting them together, so I think I sorted the methods design out really quickly. But what I found really agonizing was writing the aims and objectives. That was probably particularly hard to deal with.
Yeah, they aren't easy.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 29 and 30. Now listen and answer questions 29 and 30.
Is all of this any help, Andre?
Oh, yes. One of the problems is that it's okay to see things written on paper, but it's the thinking behind it.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah, I appreciate it. My spoken English is not a problem, I think, but I've not done much writing, and I'm going to find that bit difficult.
Well, you can get help, you know.
Yeah? Do you think I need a private tutor?
Oh, no, that's not necessary, I'm sure. I know there's language support in the university if you are not a full-time student. You just need to contact the language center.
Okay, but there's likely to be a fee involved.
Well, you can get help through the main library. It's not just for lending books, you know.
Really? I never thought of that.
It's so easy to get isolated and not know everything that's available.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.